Hello, and thank you for calling in the customer service. My name is Dee. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
85743. I just ordered three of the monoculars and one case, but I'd like to get three cases, one for each of the units.
Okay, now we're... Give me just a moment. What was your first and last name, sir?
Glenn Ellis.
Okay. And
would
verify
you like
for
the
me
order
your
number?
Full billing address, Mr. Ellis, please.
6287 West Park Ridge Road, Tucson, Arizona.
Great. Thank you so much for that information. And how can I help you today? I see that you showed interest in the cosmic scopes.
Yeah, I just ordered three of them, the package of three, and one case, and I'd like to get two more cases so I have a case for each scope.
Okay. Give me just a moment. Let me see if we're able to make any adjustments because we're not able to process orders over the phone, but give me a moment. Let me see if I can... get some information for you, okay? Thank
you
so much for your patience.
Order number,
you can provide me that with
number.
That as well.
Yes, B as in boy, C as in Charles, 7, E as in Edward, F as in Frank, 91642.
Okay, so there's Bravo, Charlie, Eric, Foxtrot 91642.
There's a 7 between the C and the E.
Okay. B, C, 7, E. Okay. Bear with me just a moment,
yes,
please.
That's right.
All right, thank you so much for your patience. And you say you wanted to add two scopes to your account. Okay, so all of the information two scope cases. I apologize. So all the information that you had online is still active. I don't have any access to anything, but I'll just be updating that you wanted to add two scope cases. Is that right?
Right.
Okay.
So I have a scope case for each of the scopes that are coming.
Yes, sir.
Just so I got the bundle of three scopes, then I just
yes,
got
sir.
One case on it. Because it didn't have a thing on the web page to add to it, you know.
Yes, sir. All right, so I went ahead and put that information in the system. Was there anything else I can help you with today?
No, ma'am. Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Thank you for calling in the customer service. You have a great rest of your evening.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day to you.
Same to you, sir. I apologize. Give me just a moment before
you
disconnect. Let me see, because it doesn't look like I'm able to process this for you. I'm glad we didn't disconnect. Give me a moment.
Okay.
Let me see if I can speak with my supervisor. It's not allowing me to add that to your account. Let me place you on a brief hold, okay?
Certainly, that's fine.
Mr. Ellis, thank you so much for your patience. I'm still waiting on some more information. Now, did you get authorization to, or did you try to go back on the site to make another purchase?
No, I didn't. I thought I could probably just call you and have it added on. But if I can't, then I may have to go back onto your...
Yes, sir, because like I said, we don't, we're not normally able to make orders over the phone, so that's probably why it's not allowing me access.
Yeah, okay.
I apologize I wasn't able to further help you, though.
That's all right. You have a good Valentine's Day.
You as well. Thank you for calling in the customer service.
Yes, good day. Are we still connected?
Was there anything else that I can help you with tonight, sir?
No, I just can't seem to get disconnected from you.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
I'm trying. But... Okay, well, I can't figure out my phone, so.
Yes, sir. Have a good night.
All right, good night. Doesn't have that as a chance.